We have always also tried on our youth nights to have one of our teens bring a short message. And I've enjoyed working with them as they have put these messages together. And tonight, Darren is just going to share a message on prayer. And before he comes, I'd just like to bow for a word of prayer before he comes to speak to us tonight. Let's just pray. Our Heavenly Father, I would just ask that you would be with Darren as he shares with our congregation some of the insights and some of the truths that he has gleaned from God's Word as he has studied on this important subject of prayer. Father, may you guide and direct his words and thoughts tonight, and may he learn from the experience. May we also be blessed as we listen to your words coming from him. We just ask that you would give him complete confidence and that he might rest assured that Christ is with him as he shares with us. May you just take away any nervousness that he might feel tonight. May he share freely with us. For we ask these things in thy name. Amen. Darren, we've been waiting for this evening and been waiting to hear what you have to share with us. So come and share from God's word. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I don't sound very good tonight, it's because I am nervous and I have a cold, so please forgive me. I thank you for allowing me tonight to speak to you on what I consider to be a very important area in the life of every Christian. This area that I am talking about is prayer. I soon recovered from the shock that I had been picked on to speak tonight on prayer. But after much research on prayer, I began to think that perhaps it was a bit more involved than I had thought. I soon decided that talking on prayer was just too broad a subject to give justice to in a few minutes. I began to ask myself what my questions were on prayer, and if I could find some area of prayer that would apply to others as well. I decided that I would attempt to speak on the importance of prayer, or to put it differently, why should a Christian pray? Not what a Christian should pray for, but why in the first place? If we are to answer this question at all, we could even simplify it further. We could ask, what reason is there for a Christian to talk with God? Now, I realize that this question may sound a bit ridiculous and that the answer to the question is obvious, but then I discovered something that both surprised and worried me. I began thinking about when I prayed, which seemed seldom, what reasons I had for wanting to talk with God. Here's some reasons. It seemed that I prayed a lot because it had become a habit, like saying grace before meals. It is the proper thing to do, and so people do it. It seemed that I prayed when I, quote, needed something badly, and that it would be nice if God would get it for me. It seemed that I prayed when I needed it most, when I was in a mess, and I wanted out right away. Now, the prayers that I just mentioned are fair prayers, and I think ones that God, out of his goodness, may decide to answer. But I also have the funny feeling that God is not at all that impressed with my motives in prayers like that. What should be the motives of my prayer? Again, we come back to that important question. What reason is there for a Christian to talk with God? I believe there are basically eight important reasons for why we should pray. If you want to, you may wish to write these reasons down, because I believe that if we pray for the right reasons, the ones God gives us, then the Christian's prayers will become as beneficial as they were meant to be. reason one. We, as Christians, should pray because God commands it. He did not ask us to pray if we wanted to or if we felt like it. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Matthew 26:41, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Now, this should be enough reason to pray without question. But God has let us know why He wants us to pray. This brings me to reason number two. I believe that the most important reason that we have for prayer is to glorify God, to praise, honor, and worship our great Creator, the one who so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Revelation 1:8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Reason three, God wants us to pray because through prayer we can communicate with Him. Isn't it amazing that we can actually communicate with our great Heavenly Father? God wants us to talk with Him so that He can talk with us. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Hebrews 4:16, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Reason four. This next reason excites me very much because it makes me feel a bit more important than I sometimes do. Why does God want us to pray? So that we can have fellowship with Him. But why would He want to have fellowship with me? Because He loves me. That's why. To prove this, Ephesians 2:4 and 5 says, but because of His love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. God created us and loves us, and so not only wants to communicate with us, but to have fellowship with us as much as He can. God wants us to pray continually, without ceasing, because He loves us. Reason five. Here's another important reason for why we should pray. We should pray because of Christ's example. Jesus, God's Son, always had a time for prayer, even in His busy schedule, and He gave His disciples a model prayer to go by in Matthew and Luke. If Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was so dependent on having fellowship with His Father, then I think we should really treat it as important. Reason six, we should also pray because of the examples of the disciples and of other Christians that, throughout history, have done great things for God. They have shown us that prayer is important, and they have shown us that prayer works. Reason seven, yes, we should pray because prayer works. We pray to obtain results. We pray so that God can answer us. James 4, 2 and 3. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you are asking with the wrong motives. Matthew 7, 7 and 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. We pray to obtain results for the glory of God. John 14, 12 to 14. This is what Jesus promised us. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If we submit to God's will and pray in faith, I think it would be beyond our imagination what we could accomplish through God's power in our troubled world. In Jesus' name, we can pray everywhere from political events like the upcoming federal election to praying that the Great Commission would soon be fulfilled. Reason 8. The last basic reason why God wants us to pray is that it will help the Christian to obtain spiritual growth. If we pray in the way God wants us to pray, it will do many things to help us grow. It will strengthen our faith as we see our prayers answered. It allows us to get closer to God for fellowship with Him. We will begin to understand more what His will is for our lives, and it is a time for confession and forgiveness. It helps us in our relationship to others as we pray for them, as we pray to forgive them, and as we pray with them, joyfully worshiping God together in one spirit in prayer. It will also give us what is promised in Philippians 4, 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. My closing thought on the importance of prayer is a quote by a famous person. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. I finish with one of the most earnestly spoken prayers of the early New Testament Christians, and it applies just as much today, I'm sure, because it does for me. They said, Maranatha, which means, Lord Jesus, come.